When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We like to apologize.
For what?
To absolutely no one.
The two-time champ does absolutely
Right, we're rolling.
The FOs.
Oh, wait. Let me wait for you, man.
Okay.
Made in Chapel.
Yeah, go on. Why not, TD Jakes? Main Chapel podcast episode. Oh, forget the episodes, man. Plus 200. We did it. So, what else is there to say? Yeah, let's just get straight into it. Cat Williams had a lot to say when he joined Shannon Sharp on the club. Shay Shay, I think, podcast? Incredible interview, maybe the best interview of this decade. Fascinating.
I googled my net worth. I said I had it on me.
I said, wow.
He was really teaching, preaching, and reaching.
When a man wants to go off like that,
he's
got to let a man talk.
Yeah, 100%.
Clearly, he had stuff.
He had to get that off his. Is that that guy? Equal rights and equal lefts. He needed a place to say that, and that was where he was going to do it.
There was no context. It didn't match.
It didn't, none.
Nothing worked with what he was saying. It just didn't work at all.
But what an incredible
comment. That is a true misogynist.
Yeah. He didn't give a heck.
That is a true misogynist.
I hear it, but it was out of place. 100%. It was just an outlier. That's 100%. All. Shout out to you, man.
Listen, keep doing your thing out
there. Your thing. I'm not involved.
Yeah, we do not condone that message. But
nah, not at all.
Back to Cat Williams. So interesting.
So what is the synopsis? So from what I've gathered, I've not seen the full clip. I've seen multiple small clips. And from what I can tell, he's going at Steve Harvey. Going at Cedric the Entertainer. Kevin Hart.
Ricky Smiley.
And various other comedians.
I think he just... A lot of them have come onto their gone onto different platforms, and he just feels that the truth isn't being said. You know, Cedric the Entertainer wanted to clear up something about he stole a joke from Cat Williams. Cat Williams came on and said that isn't the case. That, you know, he did steal that joke. There's evidence to suggest that. When it comes to Steve Harvey, I just think he doesn't like the way Steve Harvey moves. Which, you know, I've heard that before. I think Steve Harvey's got a great persona, but a lot of the things suggest he ain't that guy, the one he portrays.
No, it's just you can't basically, okay, right. So you can't go off and give marriage advice and so on and so forth. And the three women that you've picked in your life, especially the current one, based off of his life and what we see right now, I mean...
Yeah,
it's not really.
The
math doesn't add up.
It doesn't. I've always felt that way a little bit with him.
It's 28. It don't make sense.
What did he? His new thing's 28.
No. I said 1 + 5 is 28.
Oh, I hear. Yeah. Sorry.
It don't make
sense. Yeah, no, I completely agree. And I've always felt that way. Ever since I found out about him trying to get the late great, his name escapes me right now, off of Ocean's 8.
Bernie Mac.
I was like, yo, this guy might not be everything.
I was going to say Bernie Sanders.
Nah, I want to see that film.
Yeah, but the thing is, even Bernie Mac played an important role. And the thing is, Bernie Mac is a brilliant comedian.
Yeah, 100%.
So,
and a lot of these guys...
He's highlighting the snakery. And
yes.
Everything that's... Like, he's been blackballed. Everyone said that it was on crack. And everyone believed it.
I'm just going to say, He weren't all right. There was a period he weren't all right.
He got into a fight with 16.
Yeah, like, I'm not. I've got that.
No,
like,
he was 12.
We saw the videos.
He put man in a headlock. It's crazy.
The thing is, this is Kat seems sane and in clear mind speaking at the moment, and he's dropping a lot of gems. And I think, you know, when someone's speaking, it might not be everybody's truth, but that is his truth. Like, yeah, that's how he saw that stuff play out, you know? So, listen, I thought it was very entertaining. Some of the stuff he was coming out with, he's clearly a very intelligent man as well.
You know? Yeah, very, very intelligent. Very intelligent.
Very well spoken.
And I think he's always lived his life in integrity. So when he now sees people conducting themselves in a way where it's just like, I don't mess with that.
Yeah, yeah.
This is how I'm going to stand.
Yeah.
And that's that. I've made my money. I don't need to make more money in order to please you or just get down on knees and participate in FOs. But, you know.
He said, I wanted to come into this game. I didn't want my mouth full or my ass full. And he's managed to stay true to that. So respect.
That's insane.
Some of the stuff he was saying. Do you know what? We need to start calling out industry plants in acting.
Do you know who's a great industry plant in the music industry?
Who?
The Game.
You think The Game was an industry plant?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I think he's a wonderful one, and like he's embraced
it. Yeah, he
worked. Also Blueface as well.
Nah,
it didn't bang.
Work.
The Game is one of like East Coast, West Coast. Like he's a, like that. That is like if you could like create the perfect storm or the perfect follow up to what 50 done in the East Coast. The Game, what he's done with Documentary, Doctor's Advocate, LAX, like let's clap. Do you know what I mean?
That is
incredible.
Perfect.
Whereas
if The Game just rapped, my God, what a talent he would have been.
Bro,
like, it's all the shenanigans on top of it.
He is an awful human being. Oh, he's given us multiple classics.
Oh my God.
I'd even go on a ledge and say Jesus Piece is a classic.
Oh, what an album.
Yeah.
Classic, bro.
Alan Bumbaye.
Listen, he's an awful man, but that man has created some incredible projects.
He has. I can't even hate.
Who'd you say is an industry plant in the acting
field?
Well,
he said that Kevin Hart was an industry plant and, you know, the opportunities he got didn't align with someone who'd have to work their way to the top. And I hear it in the sense that Soul Plane was Thing's first movie.
Right.
And he plays a pivotal part in that. Not to say he can't.
Was it his first? No, I think it was. It could be. That's what
Kat said. I'm just repeating what Kat said.
I remember what Dame Dash said, and it was like Kevin Hart was in this film. So, I mean, even both of them, they still have kind of like the same thought process on how like the industry is just moving.
Yeah.
So. Yeah,
but it's just interesting to see the idea that there could be industry plants in Hollywood and people that they're giving a leg up, you know. And then there's, in Kat's mind, there's clear signs that you've sold yourself. You know, they give you certain things. The beautiful light skinned woman, that's what, you know, he said, who don't talk, just plays her role.
Don't do interviews.
Keeps it hush. Shit's crazy.
I think it's harsh to...
Well, the fact that all eight of them have one as well.
you know Kat sat down and studied.
Yeah.
This man's wife.
They gave him and Ludacris went to the same Illuminati meeting and they said they're going to give you 200 million for 10 films. How many Fast and Furious films has Ludacris been in? And he's they told him you have to get rid of the braids and you have to get rid of the weird beard. My man got rid of the weird beard and the braids. I'm just saying.
All I'm going to say is this. I that's the only dubious one. No, I say the only. There's a lot of dubious stuff he said, right? But that one just made me laugh. Because what did the Illuminati need or care about the Fast and Furious franchise?
Do you know what though?
<It's>, like, what? Do you really think they give a damn about Fast and Furious?
I think they might. It's a way, like, I think they, No. These people at the top, we're just all
they
want to
put wicked spells in the films, and then you watch them and you'd be like, oh. So then if I'm going to put wicked spells in the film, I want someone to participate and I want you to be a full participant, not a semi-participant.
You're telling me the Illuminati
gathered round. So I want you to be on a semi.
Yikes.
Nah, I mean, looks like Cat Williams. He basically said it.
You're telling me the Illuminati gathered for a pre-screening for Fast X? to give approvals.
No, no, no. They said they'll give.
They'll. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
I hear what you're saying, but they said they'll give. They said either Ludacris or Cat Williams, you'll have a role for 200 million in a franchise movie that will have 10 plus films.
I don't know what I think is Cap, because
it's obviously.
I mean, it is Cap. Yeah, I mean, let me know. You know when you're like arguing with somebody else, and you're like, it is Cap. But at the end of the day, like, what I find hilarious about Cat is like, people are saying he's actually treated this like it's a comedy special, like actually him just giving 2 hours of just, you know. And in my opinion,
I thoroughly enjoyed
all
it.
Of my favorite comedians. Yeah. I really do feel like when Cat Williams was at his peak.
Oh, he's my favorite comedian.
It's really hard to say.
He may not be my favorite. I can see you.
Come bro, on, man. He may have fallen off to an extent, but I do think his peak is up there with the best.
Yeah,
his delivery, the way he says things, the way his mind works. Like, he's just too funny, man.
The drenched in sweat. There's a way that, like, when black people sweat. That's what he was up on that stage.
The way black people sweat.
It's different.
Yo, are you all right?
I'm just saying.
Listen, shout out to Cat Williams.
For real.
I mean, you were saying your point.
Nah, it was just the time. Like, that's what
the
I remember.
The whole character
from that
he portrayed.
Yeah, the whole character that he portrayed. Like, I used to think, this guy's got no drip, but I love it. You know, that's how they'd be dressing in the club in 2000 with the jeans, a shirt, and a blazer.
Yeah.
Like, what the are you not hot?
And crep.
And the Air Force Ones, and they were getting gal.
Yeah.
That's insane
to me. That was life, man.
That was life. Now, I'm begging, please, let me wear a tracksuit inside. Like, if I go to a function, can't happen.
Nah.
Wear a tech fleece. It costs the same as my man's drip.
Yeah, I suppose so.
But yeah, no, incredible not documentary, conversation between Cat Williams and Shannon Sharpe. And well done to Shannon Sharpe, because I think as an interviewer it'd be very easy to interject and to try and guide the conversation a different way. Shay just let him rant.
Just let him go.
Clearly that's what he wanted to do.
100%. Yeah, he had a different agenda. Them, you know how he sat there with them cards? Forget it, man. Put him in the bin.
He really asked like 2 questions.
Yeah. Everything he said on Jonathan Majors.
What did he say?
He said, he just said, listen, that guy's ugly. Yeah.
he said,
that guy's ugly. And all these features, and you fell in love with that guy, that means any black man is buff.
I don't know why he put on him.
Cat is insane.
And he said, out of all the people in the world, you fell in love with that guy. And then now that he's hench, this is where all the problems happen.
That is hilarious.
He's brilliant.
And he'd be watching them Marvel films because he was naming Kang and shit. I was like, all right, bet.
He should be Kang.
That man goes small. Do you know that I can see you?
Listen.
You know what? Kang was such a brilliant character, but...
Do you rate him like that? I don't think he did enough for us to care.
No, I don't think they portrayed him the correct way. Because he got killed by ants.
He shouldn't have been the main antagonist of Ant-Man.
No, he should have won. He should have just won.
He should have
banged him up and then walked through the portal and say, Wagwan.
If you really want to make a man the main antagonist for Ant-Man, he has to win.
He should have squashed him. It should have been close.
And his speech as well, like, nah. His speech in the whole beef, because I watched the film yesterday and was like, do you know how many worlds I've conquered? How many people I've defeated?
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And you lose.
Mm.
Was it true? And I could be making this up. You might know this. Is it true that they rewrote the ending?
Yeah.
Because initially, he was supposed to win.
I want to believe so.
And then they rewrote it.
Yeah.
But why would they do that? I mean,
I don't know where I read that, but I read somewhere. This was before all the Jonathan Majors stuff happened. This during the time of when they were actually shooting and writing the script. I feel like there was a
He should have won. Because that would have been... do you know what? Like, there's a really good theory within film, and it's a... You could actually have a terrible film, but if you end it in a certain way, you might leave people with a positive view of that film.
Mm-mm-mm.
Feel how you feel about Ant-Man and the Wasp, but if they'd made that huge decision that Kang crashes it on Ant-Man, we might be looking at that film a little bit differently. We might be looking at Kang as a character a little bit differently. Like, I mean, fair enough, it's just Ant-Man, but my man stepped through the portal. Like, now what?
Mm.
Where do we go from here?
Yeah, it's true.
It was, not a well-handled film at all. And to be honest, we'll see where they go with the character. They're saying my man that plays Homegirl's dad in Euphoria is up for the role. I don't know his name.
Is it Rue?
Rue's dad or her father figure. I forgot his name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they're definitely...
Yeah, he's a good actor.
Yeah, he's a very good actor.
Yeah, okay.
So we'll see. I'll send you a picture, but either way.
I think I've seen him, but it's just like...
It's whatever.
We'll see what Marvel
I was excited to see how they would carry that, and then now I'm jerked.
He wasn't even in What If.
Oh, yeah, for good reasons.
Speaking of What If...
Incredible. Oh,
yeah. Incredible.
The best thing they've done in a long time.
Great.
Well, it's up there. They went 2-for-2 last year with that. Maybe even 3-for-3 with that, Guardians, and Loki.
Yeah.
So,
but I think, as I said on the group chat, I think the one with the
Guardians.
Yeah.
I really like that.
I liked it. I just felt like
Avatar
2.0 and then also Wakanda Forever as well.
3.0.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard your point. I agree.
But brilliant.
Brilliant. I want her to come to live action. She was like, they need to be careful with, again, they don't want, this MCU thing is clear as day. Peggy Carter, love her, incredible character. But what are we doing with the OP shit? How she got everyone's jewels on? She had Hela's hat, Thor's hammer, and then she had all the, come on. No one needs that much ash. You're overdoing it at that point.
Listen, man. Captain Carter.
Listen. And you still couldn't beat the magician.
Nah, that's embarrassing. The magician had to sacrifice himself. Also, Doctor Strange, chill out. Rachel McAdams, incredible human being. But I'm not doing all that for her.
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Talk about he's going to blow up the hospital for Maggie Gyllenhaal. Go on.
It comes a point you got to cut your losses.
For Rachel McAdams, this is getting out of hand.
Yeah.
This is getting out of hand. For Zendaya, maybe. Margot Robbie, hell yeah. Rachel McAdams.
I mean, Mean Girls was high, bro.
Yeah. Regina George.
I ain't doing all
shit.
That for Regina George.
Nah, that's insane. Shit's crazy.
Nah, What If was good. And the thing is, for me, I didn't really have any expectations watching it. I was just kind of like, let me just see if I enjoy this.
Yeah.
And for what it's worth, they just kind of threw shit at the fan and like things just kind of like,
that's what
like,
I
this
really
is
like.
A cool idea. Oh, this is nice. I didn't really go in with like my usual nitpick everything in the MCU kind of like timeline. I thought, let me just enjoy this for what it's worth. And for that alone, I enjoyed it.
I really because I don't think they did that enough in season one, in the sense of this was just balls to the wall crazy. Like it was just from start to finish. Pause, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. How
but that's a genuine. Wall? No. That is a saying.
Like
that's a saying.
You gotta pick that up and put it on the wall.
Balls to the wall.
Like, what are you doing? And who's behind you?
Why are your balls on the wall?
It's not your balls. It's a saying.
Hey, how about it, man?
Nah, fuck you.
Hey, you know what's so crazy? Have you guys watched Die Hard before?
Yes.
What? Which one?
The original Die Hard.
I can't remember what it was.
I watched it for the first time over Christmas here. I'm not going to lie. They had Bruce Willis doing up a madness.
He was
wearing a wife beater, had no shoes on.
Is this the one in the airport?
No, that's the one in the hotel, Nakatomi Plaza or something in Los Angeles.
The one in the hotel.
Yeah.
They were doing too much.
How that Happy Hogan episode like
replicated that. Because
I watched it like a few days after. I was like, oh, that's a nice
Yeah, it was a nice callback.
But yeah, I say all this to say this. The 80s movies, action movies, they were just doing too much. Man had no shoes on. Just stepping
but
on
But it
glass.
Was just, they were just trying to make people seem as macho as possible. Because put shoes on. Like, do something about that. He was like you said, he was stepping on glass.
He was wearing a white wife beater.
Men
until
used to wear
30
best.
Minutes in. At the 40 minute mark, it's an all black one. I said, huh? if I don't turn this movie off now, yeah.
Men used to wear vests, you know. That's what men were men. Bring it back. Bring back vests.
Yeah.
Bring back vests. Oh, you're wearing your singlet.
Man was out in a singlet and no shoes. killing a Russian man. Listen, bro.
I hear it.
I'm not having it. Yeah, it's a Christmas movie, but come on, man. Give me a break.
You're doing too much. Go be with your family. Would you go to that extreme to get your girl back? Because that's essentially what he was doing.
Best get my bitch back. Whoa. I'm doing what I can.
You have to. You have to. Absolutely. What was the best episode of What If for you?
My favourite episode,
I think it was Hella.
That was a good episode.
Yeah, that was. That should was get him busy with the 10 rings. Should go fuck Wen Wu.
I quite enjoyed the first one, to be fair.
What with Nebula?
Nebula joining a part of the Nova.
For me, it was What If the Avengers assembled in 1606. When they went back in time. That was pretty good.
And the happy one as well, actually. I quite like that episode. It was quite funny.
I like Tony Stark on the Grandmaster's Planet. Mm. I thought that was a pretty good episode. And then another episode that stood out to me was Peggy Carter and Natasha in Russia.
Yeah, that was a good episode.
They did a lot with 30 minutes, honestly. That's what really impressed me the most. Like, these were fully fleshed out ideas. If this had been... Say if these episodes had been phase 4 in the sense of it was just crazy ideas, really multiversal things happening, and then you had to bring these people from different universes together, I think that could have been a better setup than what we've experienced. It's supposed to be the multiverse saga, and it's not. I've not felt any multiverse. But this was really them going at it. Also, the Watcher deserves jail time, because I can't imagine the things he's seen and he just stood by.
But he's there. His whole purpose is to watch. Job. Yeah, man. It's not to do much. Man, to watch.
It's crazy. Yeah, he's voiced by a black man. He is a black man. Just saying. Something happened. A little spooky. Around the 1700s.
He's not black. He's coloured.
He's got a barlet though. He's going to slap his head.
A big one, bro. You know what? I love the way they brought it all around with the Loki.
Oh yeah, yes, and they go to the tree. Nice. Yeah. So we'll see what that means. Yeah, that was a good way to close it off.
Listen, man, shout out to them. Echo comes out next week. You guys gonna watch?
Oof, the trailer for it looked great, and it's a playoff of everything that happened in Hawkeye. So, listen, they've got my attention. TVA 18. TV 18.
They've confirmed this link to Daredevil as well. So Daredevil's technically canon now, which I think is a great idea.
Yeah, it should be.
TV 18.
It means they're going to do all the gore.
Oh.
So they're not going to hold back.
Right. Oh.
This could make her a really cool character. I was very impressed by that trailer. She weren't great in Hawkeye, but I was very impressed by the trailer.
I'm really looking forward
to it. And she's actually deaf.
And I hope Kingpin, they actually do him like
Justice, because he was awesome.
He's a great actor, and he's incredible in Daredevil. So incredible. I think they're gonna really push the envelope with him.
Yeah, he was wonderful in Daredevil.
He was just a smoking
like his entry, and like how weird he was as well. Is he just? I mean, the actor that portrayed him wonderfully. Like how weird he was. He was just there, awkward. Like how he speaks, time. Like, bro, no one speaks like that, and then just go bang up a man.
It's the one where he's in where Daredevil gets into the prison and he's sat with him and they're just talking for like 10 minutes and he's bare calm until the last minute and he just like grabs his head, smacks. Like, it's the way he just switches out of nowhere. It's like, and you can tell he carries himself, he's like a brute. He's a sick like casting for Kingpin. Really, really good. I hope they flesh it out.
Fingers crossed. I don't trust these man lately, but they might be winning it back. We'll see.
I mean, now the writer's strike is done. There's better writers out there. So it should become a better story for everything.
Fingers crossed. We've also got Mahershala Ali. Deadpool to look forward to this year. So,
and I think that's going to be trash.
If that's bad, they're in the dirt.
Because I don't know who's writing it and I don't know what storyline they're going to go with.
It seems like they had an idea set for a while. So
yeah, that one I trust more. I think that was written before the strike anyway. So it's literally a case of we just need to
hell.
Yeah, we just need to make this.
Which is kind of, they're lucky actually.
And they put money to make sure that this comes out this year as well. Because they even pushed my man back, Captain America.
Listen, man, Captain Carter, bro. I'm not here for this new
Black to America.
Black to America, bro. That's racist. Give me more.
Say less. What? We got anything else?
TD Jakes.
Go on.
Power Bottom.
Huh?
That's what. So Cassie's.
Huh?
Listen, man.
So Cassie handed information to the feds, and in that whole documentation it's mentioned that TD Jakes is involved with the FOs and he's considered a power bottom.
That's insane.
I don't know what a power bottom is, but when I saw the Joe Biden podcast clip, it was like, it's like wild. What, so you're a bottom? Bottom, you're a bottom, but that's your thing, isn't it? Like you're,
so in like a
he same likes to sex. Take it,
bro.
Oh right, I see.
Yeah.
Hey, how about it, man?
Not the fact that he likes to take it, it's the fact that he's dominant as a bottom.
That's actually not possible.
I'm speculating.
But being a bottom, you can't, I don't know that. Listen, I'm all for being educated. That doesn't work.
Yeah, same. Me,
it's a contradiction. Yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah.
I might be chatting rubbish, but as far as I've heard it from them, man, that's what it is. I don't know. But
power bottom is a crazy
song. That sounds like a wrestling finisher.
It
oh my
does.
God, he's been hit with a power bottom.
And that guy, he's, you know what, I'm not going to describe him. But anyways, I just personally feel like there's a lot of people, I've had conversations with a lot of people, parents, preachers, and stuff, and it's just like it's very sad to hear this, because I wasn't surprised. My barber told me this, and my barber has also told me, like, we've had conversations about like church and preachers and stuff.
Oh, shit.
So
with Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to, has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's just a whole other aspect.
I know.
What's going on? Good to meet you, man. Of course.
What's going on, bro?
Good to see you,
boss.
So warm.
Nice, yeah, man. So just to sum it up, it was just the fact that it was very disappointing to hear that that's what he's doing. And then, of course, when it came to... when it came to the... to the Christmas special, of course, now the information has come out.
Yeah,
I just felt like the way he handled it wasn't even proper, because yeah, man, just sit down. Yeah, we've got a guest, he's coming for the next episode, but I'll just yeah, no, just sit down, man. It's all good, man. I mean, they're gonna know who, and they're gonna know anyway, so it's calm. But pretty much, I just feel like it's disappointing on how he addressed it. And if we're really going to be born again Christians and stuff like that in the church, then he knows himself he needs to step down. How he addressed it and how he came forward, and what he was saying as well. I'm not saying that God can't forgive him. I'm just saying the way he handled it, I felt like he handled it with pride. And if he's still in that lifestyle, then brother, you need to step down. And that's it. And if he's trying to save face for the brand and for the money that he's receiving, then God will deal with him when he dies.
Fair enough. I don't disagree with anything you just said.
Yeah.
You can't portray. I just don't like when people portray something and then that's not what they are.
No, we're all humans. We all have faults. But if you're gonna come through and be a preacher, then be accountable for what you've done.
Yeah.
So if you've done that, fair enough, come and say, listen, guys, this information has come out. I'm very sorry. I've fallen, and that's it. I'm going to have to leave this pulpit and allow the people to minister in the way that it's supposed to minister and make sure that the flock is led properly. Yeah. That I would say, you know what, that's more respectful. But the fact that he did that in the red blazer.
In the red, you have to send me that. I've not seen this. Man.
Nah.
Fair enough.
I just felt like it was prideful and like there wasn't, he was doing it for the people, not for himself and not for God. So yeah, man. I mean, God would deal with him.
Say less.
I mean, if he goes prison.
Prison? No.
I don't think he'll go to prison. Well, maybe. But yeah. But shout out to my barber as well. I should get him on the pod.
Please. Get both your barbers.
A barber. our podcast will end that day. We won't be able to put anything out. Yeah.
All right.
Music choices and then
music choices.
I have no music choices.
None. You have none?
Nah.
He's not been listening to music.
Yeah, Happy New Year as well.
I'm going to pick 2M's by Nems.
Okay, I'm going to pick track. Wasteland I by a guy track. Called No Top. Comment. Comment spelt with a K. Yeah, don't. yeah, that's my choice.
All right. Okay, cool.
Till next week.
Two and three.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.